ओम शांति, ओम शांति, ओम शांति। कांग्रेचुलेशंस। हाउ मेनी टाइम्स बाबा सेड कांग्रेचुलेशंस? डिड एनीवन काउंट? एटलीस्ट 8-10 टाइम्स। कांग्रेचुलेशन इन हिंदी इज कॉल्ड मुबारक, मुबारक, कांग्रेचुलेशंस। हाउ मेनी टाइम्स यू गिव कांग्रेचुलेशंस टू योरसेल्फ फॉर बीइंग व्हाट यू आर, फॉर बिकमिंग व्हाट बाबा इज मेकिंग अस? डू यू से कांग्रेचुलेशंस ऑन योर स्पिरिचुअल जर्नी एज यू मूव फॉरवर्ड, एक्सपीरियंस अचीवमेंट्स? So you have to keep saying to yourself, congratulations. When there is victory, when you experience closeness with Baba, when you appreciate your fortune, then your heart says, congratulations. Do you want to congratulate yourself? Yes? That's very good. I heard you all had some reflections during day. Must be interesting. Baba's presence, especially when sitting in Shantivan, is completely different than when we are at the centers listening to Murli, watching Baba. When Baba speaks, then first reflection begins. And in that reflection, it's not you are asking question or you are kind of saying, this is what I have to be. But what I find for me, that more I am able to contemplate, reflect and define what exactly what Baba means and what these words mean. So I will take 3 words. And let's reflect together. Baba wants us to be angels. Are we angels or we have to become angels? You are? How many times, let's say within few months, you really felt, I am angel? One hand. 2, 3, 4. Oh, gradually. And it's important to capture those moments. When did I felt that I am angel? And when I felt that I am angel, what were my feelings? What I did? What I achieved? That I felt like this? Because even symbolically, angel seems to be active, very active, right? So we cannot say that because I am busy, I don't have time to experience angelic stage. Because that's what they show. Why they show wings to angel? Not because of flying degrees. But sometimes I find at this time there is so much to do, you have to fly. Externally being in action, but internally also. So speed is there, speed has to be there as a karma yogi, but stage should be flying. That means whatever we are doing, nothing should create a burden on us or stress or tension or how to do, what to do, lot to do. And for that, it is very, very important to have a carefree stage. These days I keep thinking about Brahma Baba a lot, you know. If somebody says, how much I remember Brahma Baba, I said, lot. Not because remembrances of Shiva Baba, but how he did it, how he made it, and how perfect he was. His mind, his intellect, his body, his health, everything was really perfect, right? I always keep Brahma Baba as idol. Look at Brahma Baba all the time, not just his face or his drishti, but also whole day how he conducted himself. So there are certain, especially this carefree stage is because, you know, when there are thoughts, you look at something, you don't pay attention, then there is something you get concerned, then you get worried, and then, you know. So at that time there is no connection with Baba. And just imagine when I don't have connection with Baba, how I am going to get power. And if I am not receiving power, what I will do during different situations or demands or needs. So it's very, very important to look at, because this will also help you to be free from wasteful thoughts. Because wasteful thoughts is your own, that's how you want, that's how it is, you know. They don't need it. But it's just the habit of thinking. These days I find, I always say, there are two bigger powers than me. One is Rama, other is Baba. So I try my best, I do my best. And then there is Rama. It's Baba. So it's a kind of, you know, accepting. Not only accepting, but also it could be surrendered to. So how to remain carefree is really something which is very, very important. Because when you, as I said, when you have concern, then you start thinking, when, and then you find all these thoughts were not necessary. But we show concern because part of our duty, care. But that shouldn't go so deep in the sense of where I lose the trust. Trusting is very important. Trusting the self, trusting Baba, trusting Rama, so that there are no waste thoughts. There are many, many different ways when it comes to really changing the pattern of thinking. I paid attention to both things, pattern of thinking and pattern of speaking. Because they both are very connected. But for that one has to immediately think of that, how can I have more impact, how can I make more difference, so I can be more effective. Because if you say same way, same thing, then other person already closed the ears by saying, I know this. One time I had something and it's a nice gift. So someone came, I gave, and then I said in my mind many years ago, oh, maybe I should have given to other one, or maybe, and I thought, why this thought comes? Now it's, what is needed is good wishes. So I start paying attention that how thought comes back after doing action. And since I paid attention, then it's getting less and less. Brahma Baba, when finishes Murli, used to come, last kalpa, this is how Baba spoke Murli, and this is how Baba, and he never will say, oh, this point should have been spoken. So how, he didn't reverse thinking, you know. We keep going back reverse, no? And that becomes wasteful thought. So one time, like I'm sitting in class, which generally could happen, oh, why this soul is not here today? This soul comes every morning. So that soul appears in 5 minutes. So somebody could say, look, I send good wishes. But that soul lives half an hour far. So it's not through your thoughts that soul has come. But is it my habit of thinking? No, like you have to subtly notice. Like we are very careful about external habits. We have maryadas, we have disciplines, we have quality. But when it comes to subtly thinking, the change has to happen there. So that, and now I don't think. Like I'm sitting in class, if I don't think about any soul. So let me remember Baba. So how sometimes thinking could be concern, it could be something, but it's a habit. So not to repeat thoughts, not to keep thinking about it, not to go in too much details. See, if you have your... there are two things. No, we have two abilities, mind and intellect. So you can use intellect. There is a capacity. Even neurologists will tell that your brain has 100 buttons. So some people like to remember a lot of telephone numbers. Some people like to remember names. And one time he said, or Didi Manmohini used to teach us, that remember what you need to remember, but just write down, write notes or whatever. Why you occupy your memory? Because there is limited capacity. Why not I increase my capacity to remember what Baba said, some points of Murli, then logistic, factual things. Some people, you know, somebody shares with me within 5 minutes everything about every soul, every situation. And I say, this soul has so much recording, remembers so much. One gets exhausted, right? So what about remembering Baba then? So subtly, when you start taking care of your energy of thoughts, energy of intellect, then you learn how to use, what to use. So this carefree stage, even sometimes what you have to do, let's say you are not able to do it, just keep remembering Baba had said, I have to be carefree. Really remind yourself, that's really, the effort means reminding myself. And more you do it, more it becomes very natural. Because practice is what makes us perfect, so then it becomes natural. So all of you will feel every year that I am carefree, but I have to be emperor, right? So what emperor does? Emperor is when sits on the throne. So one who is carefree has a throne of self-respect, has throne of Baba's heart, sits on the throne of center of forehead. So maybe we have developed carefree habit, but are we carefree emperors? Well, that will look from your personality. Royal personality, king's personality, emperor. That means everything is, because you are carefree, your governance will also be very good. Because emperor, what emperor does? Time in the history, if you look at the role of kings and emperors, you will find there is difference. So, carefree king, carefree emperor. So I always say I'm practicing to be carefree. And then I realize then you also have to be emperor. Has authority, humility. Combination of authority and humility is what Brahma Baba was example. lot of people come and tell us, you can say it because you have that authority. It's not a question of authority of saying. Authority comes from as much I am emperor, self-sovereign, carefree. So at this time I had been thinking more of carefree emperor. And just imagine what kind of stage a carefree emperor. How many of you feel you are carefree emperors? Achha. Raise hands properly. Carefree emperor. Achha. How many of you are carefree? More in number. Not emperor. Because some of our actions, some of our words, some of our attempts are not necessary, which we do actually. And then third thing which is very connected is not just happiness, but there are two words, khush hal and khush nama. Khush nama means my face. My inner image is of happiness and joy. Not just I am happy, but that's what I am. The features of happiness, of joy, lightness. And khushhal means fortunate. This person is always, always content and happy. So happiness should become my main energy, like purity. I will remain happy. I have to be happy. I am happy, whatever happens. It's possible, right? It's possible? Yes? Everyone? Like as I say, I'm a pure soul. So it's energy of purity, same as happiness. So this morning I liked two words when it came in Murli, whether sad or thoughtful nature. So thoughtful nature also sometimes you are always thinking. But that also doesn't seem to be necessary. I mean introvertedness is good. But introversion shouldn't look like as if very heavy, very serious. So how to make happy nature? So I think to become an angel, these two are very important qualities. Because you're not carrying any burden of past. You're not carrying any burden. If you are not carrying any burden, then you are light. And when you are light, you are an angel. So I was really thinking more on looking at these two qualities of being carefree and being happy is to be angel. I mean, there can be a lot of definitions Baba give. But second important, we have to have a nature where you are not caught up into, means avyakt vyakt. When we say vyakt means how people say, what words they use. You know, it's like vyakt. We have to be more sensitive to subtle energy, to angelic energy. Until now we are more sensitive to physical. That's why we react, no? Reaction comes because you heard some words, you saw something, or when stage goes up and down, or emotions, because you are absorbing the physical scenes of drama. If we have to be, Baba said, lovely and detached, then you have to see drama as drama. Like a lot of people say to me, oh, we saw this in dream. Just say it's dream, that's all. Because it's really unnecessary to carry burden. It's unnecessary many things which we think they are not really necessary. So this will also keep us tireless. You know, tiredness comes from when you have excessively thought about something or talked about something. You know? So avyakta stage means you quickly, you know, come out of anything physical. They are scenes of drama. Avyakt and angelic, you know. And third word which we use is subtle, gross, not subtle. So scenes of drama are not subtle, no? One thing I experience in my life a lot is that there are signals for change. And if you catch that signal and change, not only you are safe, but you will be forgiven also because you have done it timely. So in my Brahmin life, I always notice that I get signal, be this, be this. So I make changes in all different ways, whether in speaking, whether mentally, you know. Signals are there. And if you do not change timely, then you will be pushed. Drama will force you. And that's not royalty, you know. There will always be signals from Baba. Signals from drama. You really don't need to ask anyone, but you will make those changes in you. Didi Manmohini used to say that when you have connection, you don't need correction. You will know what things I have to correct in myself. It's a very royal way of effort making. It's not, we all have weaknesses, we make little mistakes. But because we change with the time, so signals, so when you have angelic, avyakt or subtle nature, your intellect is more subtle, doesn't get quickly trapped into external things. Then you have capacity to catch signals. Otherwise we keep saying, oh, I should do this. And many times, like even I hear Baba say, child, do this, it might be too late then. Because karmas and sanskars are so forceful that they don't, you know, they make you all karmic accounts in form of suffering, settling. Some very interesting question someone said, that at this time, you know, when we talk about settling of karmic accounts, Sari Janki say, don't say it. But when we see Daris or some of us, all of us, there's certain things we go through. So this is until there are, no, I said, no, there are no karmic accounts, but there is a style, there is a habit, there are certain things you don't let go. They could be very mundane habits, but they also coming from karmas, no? Let's say, eating habits, I'm just giving example. They're coming from karmas too, right? Sanskara too, like thinking habit, sleeping habits. So it's not sinful actions, but also the way we lived. So those patterns continue, because they continue and they're not right for you. And we don't adopt or change. So then we have to keep going through that. And that is where now is the time, like, with Brahma Baba, he connected with Baba so much. that he had determination to change, follow signals. So this is not one day one becomes angel, but you have to have that subtle intellect and subtle then awake then angelic. So subtle really means you are becoming lighter now. Subtle will be light sooner. And when you are light, you are happy. You are carefree because you are light. Or when you are carefree and happy, then you are an angel. All three are very connected. To really go into the depth of that and use, as Baba said, even diamond word. It could be very simple, but just to say, my Baba. The response which comes. One time there was a couple, they were coming to class and I think it was some accident happened, whatever. So they were on the roadside. So one car stopped and, wanted to see what's going on. And they keep saying, Mera Baba, Mera Baba. So this person was follower of Sai Baba. So he thought, they keep saying Baba, Baba, I should help them. So anyway, he helped and then he said, because you were saying Mera Baba, Mera Baba, I also have Baba. So many stories of just in mind. But also when there is a situation, say Mera Baba. Sometimes you are not able to concentrate. Let's say a lot of people think I have to concentrate. And sometimes it's not possible. Then they say, I don't have good yoga now. I'm not able to connect. You are connected, no? It's not every day you make connection. Only you turn on switch every day, no? Or every day you make connection. In this hall, do you make connection every day? Bring wires and put everything, no? Only what you do is turn on switch, and that is awareness. As many times you create awareness, and awareness now, Baba says, create not only Baba, but you say, Mera Baba. The response of this my Baba is instant. I don't know how many of you have experienced, but sometimes I haven't completed even through my mind saying Baba, and I feel the presence. That means Baba responds so quickly, so promptly. So use this key more and more and say, my Baba. It's not bhakti, it's not devotion, it's not chanting, but it's saying from heart. And because always remember, my this life, everything, as Baba said, you follow Brahma Baba, follow Srimad. So internally I always say, Baba, I am what you say, I am doing it. So when there is any trouble, I immediately say, but Baba, I can only deal with this, not more. So you do it. I remember when I started traveling to different countries in 1974, there were a lot of things, like I was not aware and I was all alone, and I immediately will say, Baba, you are companion, no, do half. So first time when I left, I went to Germany for a few months and I stayed with Suribhai. So, you know, when you leave India, they say, oh, you don't get good cashews, take this. You don't get good tea, take this. So I had a lot of bags, no? So I didn't know about this escalators and all that. We didn't have India, in India. So I thought, I have bags, now how to hold railing. So I said to Baba, but you are companion, you carry half, no? This is how I really managed in the beginning. He said, you carry half, I will carry half. And I used to feel that my one shoulder is light. Every step, one time, because I used to stay with two young boys, they were my hosts, Surya Bhai, and he had a friend. So I always said, oh, you are with me, right? And I remember I used Baba so much, all the time. And there was immediate response. So I think what Baba wants really, why we unnecessarily taking on anything more than I could, because Baba has to. Sometimes he does full even. If you really say, Baba, I am just instrument, you are the one. No, like Dari Janki says, when I come, I bring Baba with me. I invoke him, say, let's go. Chalo, Baba. Chalo, Baba. So, this way, Mera Baba, really, it's not you are just saying Mera Baba, but you are really any relationship. How many of you find that there is instant response from Baba? Everyone, wow. So what's the problem now? No difficulty, no efforts. That means what we have to do is to underline and keep doing it more. We all have that experience, right? But underline it, that why I forget it and then I take different long routes. No? Just Mera Baba. Because as Baba said, time will come. The practice which Baba gave of bodiless is very important practice. Very important. Especially there will be challenges from body, challenges from vibrations, challenges, so many challenges will come. If you have cultivated bodiless stage, like example, Brahma Baba, no? Heard that one time someone wanted to attack Baba, and when he entered, he saw just a light, big light, image of light. He couldn't do anything. So there might be situation from natural calamities, riots, anything can happen anytime. What you have to create? Bodiless stage. So you will not be seen, is the angel. I also tried all this lot. When you are in a very unknown kind of fearsome situation, bodiless stage, then that will make angelic stage also, because then your subtle form of light will emerge. First is bodiless, and then the change will happen. So nobody will, even the nature will look at you as an angel. When we went to Peace Village is a very open space with mountains, so when it's thundering and lightning, it's really very strong. So when we were new with just ceiling and wood, all that, you could just feel it. It's coming on your chest. And I will start talking to nature. It's all right, you're my friend. I know you can't hurt me, right? And since then I have such a friendly relationship with nature, very friendly. I just have to talk, that's it. Why don't you do this? This is not, you know. So bodiless stage can, when you emerge that's also emerging angelic stage. So connecting with what Baba said and connecting with the practice. I think, I don't know if I took class, but I did maybe, that how there are three stages, soul consciousness, then is bodiless, And lot of souls say, what's the difference? Soul consciousness stage is while doing actions. Sitting also, but mostly it is, I'm using my hands for doing things, using my eyes. When I came to Baba, every evening for 1 hour, used to sit and practice soul consciousness. Soul consciousness while doing actions, and bodiless stages, I am detached from body. While doing actions, you cannot say I am detached from body, right? Because then how will you do actions? So bodiless stage is really I am separate from the body. Not only separate, but I am the master of this body. I am separate, but I am also master. So you will find that how all your energy of the body is completely different, and then becomes avyakt, means angelic. So I always connect in the end when Baba gives practice and what he says to become. So in the end he didn't say practice to be angel, he said practice to be bodiless. And for that, when you are bodiless, what's two things which I do lot is, not only I am point of light, but I really send lot of rays of light inside body and outside body. So your form is becoming more where people can see you in awake stage or angelic stage. You understand? You are breathing, you know, very subtly the rays of purity, rays of love, rays of peace. When we used to touch Brahma Baba, hold his hand or whatever reason, you could just feel it. No, there was so much current. Because in bodiless stage, what Baba was doing, that even his body was, even the elements were transforming. So my elements, the nature is in the form of body. So I have to be separate, but also change body, body's vibrations. Otherwise body is of matter, but I can purify it. So that inside, you know, as I said, one is to think of peace and one is to think in peace. Some think peacefully and some keep thinking of peace. But we have to think peacefully. There is difference. If you are just saying, I need peace, I am peaceful, and then you connect, so your breath and your thoughts also become very peaceful. Especially your breath has to be very peaceful. You heard about our dear sister, right? Vinaya Lakshmi. Everyone used to see how amazing, how much she did. Even we start getting emails from all over the world for her outreach program, village program. So soul left body. I mean, we all have to be ever ready, but also, you know, when Brahma Baba left body and we had to do so many ceremonies, my hands still have that feeling of touch, because you didn't feel this, it was body. It was such powerful, pure vibrations even in the body. So when you purify body, when it goes in elements, when ashes were buried, we knew that returning to the nature in a pure form. You understand? So angelic also means Now onwards, we use the word sarup. Sarup means, even we say embodiment, but this is more like even your body is becoming angelic, not only soul. So take some of these practices and determination definitely. I myself keep saying we have to be always, always happy. Like I will say, I'm not sad or not happy, but not necessarily always happy. So carefree, happy, using my word, Mera Baba, becoming angel by practicing bodiless state. These were four things which really stayed with me, and I had been, whenever, most of the time when I am there, I had been practicing and thinking more on that. Because we cannot just take definitions which we have heard in the past, but you have to do reflections according to your present stage. But then if Baba keeps saying it, that's what we are, that's what we have to become, right? So why not do it sooner than later? Anyway, I have to do, so why am I taking so long? Because just imagine living few years of confluence age in that stage. Why think that when I, in the end, I will have that stage? Why not from today I have this stage so that I play my part happily with that stage? At least for me, that's a temptation always. Anyway, I will, but why not from today? So that my rest of the time of confluence age is more of fruition than efforts. And moving towards golden age, no? When we are moving towards golden age, is fruition. So we move from Kalyug, iron age, to golden age. From darkness to light. From sorrow to happiness. But now we are close to golden age. So my experiences should be more, not only of confluence age, but of golden age. So this is a temptation, you know. I also have to give temptation to my own mind by saying, if you have this stage, just imagine living in that stage will be so wonderful. Being carefree, being happy, being angel, being bodiless, and no waste thoughts. Waste thoughts are becoming very brief, you know, they come one or two, we say no. Because if mind starts thinking, it's difficult to stop. But stop it, you don't have, once you are not in good stage or any emotion, stop thinking. I even stop using intellect. I say, I'm not in a good, let me be peaceful, then think. But if you allow to keep thinking in that emotion, then all that goes waste. It's a lot of labor you have put in, and then you have to, I always say, then you keep cancelling your checks. You created, then cancel. But why should I create? So last word I would say, keep emerging, reminding and emerging. Remind yourself and emerge that stage very often. Emerging is, okay, now I'm carefree emperor, so I emerge that. And stay in that emerged stage. So I think that now is the time for us to change is not always weakness to virtues, but change is upgrading, change is becoming elevated. I don't have much, like, keep looking at my weakness. I always say there is so much more to do. And if I will do it, weaknesses must go, no? How can they stay? Because if soul is enjoying much more, then One word, key word is, then there is distaste. You know, really, recently I had been having so much distaste for so many things, and I said, it's not worth thinking even, it's not worth even having this, you know. Distaste, and then elevated experience, elevated stage. So to be carefree requires total trust. Someone said, what's the difference between faith and trust? And why Baba says faith in the intellect? Trust is from the heart. Faith is in the intellect. You believe in something, but you still don't trust. I have faith in Baba, I still worry, right? Because I don't trust, you know, that it will be taken care of. That's why I use word trust, because faith we all have, but not necessarily we have trust. If we have trust, then there won't be any wasteful thoughts. Trust is which comes with experience. No? So now we will sit with Baba, but also experience some of the stages which Baba mentioned. So I will give some words, and then we emerge those stages. I request everyone to sit straight, because now you don't have any burden, right? Because when there is even subtle burden, your head will not be straight. And when your head is not straight, then your aura is tilted, which is not good. No, we talk of how do we centralize and connect our thought and breath and just be very straight. I'm still not seeing that posture. More straight. Straight and up. Everyone. You don't need too much support, right? Do you? One more time. Just straight, be light. Don't put your head with the chair, you know. As I remind myself, of what words Baba has spoken for me, and reflect accept and become. This time, as I go within, an experience
the pure energy, peaceful. You're very subtle. You point. I am a soul. As I experience my innate qualities, my true self, just a being of love, connect your thought with your own breath, so that the vibrations of love and peace also goes in the matter, the body, so that I become embodiment of these qualities. Take love and peace very deep. Fully absorbed in these qualities, as a soul, I don't carry anything, I don't hold anything, I am double light. completely free. Creating the awareness of my relationship with God. In His presence, merge in Baba's love. Merge in ocean of peace. Ocean of bliss. I am with Baba. From this incorporeal stage, to the subtle region, subtle stage. From incorporeal to avyakta. Connecting with Avyakta Bhavdana. taking drishti from Baba. Giving Sakash, taking us beyond. To this elevated stage, soul and body both are pure. In certain region, the body is also of light, angelic body. With this lightness, there is a lot of happiness, joy, bliss. Baba wants us to be very happy. Have the face of fortune, achievements. Like all attainments, the face is like full moon. total surrender. Let's follow the example of Brahma Baba. And before doing any action, just think, what did Brahma Baba do? Follow every step. A combination of incorporeal, angelic and a karma yogi. We need to integrate all three. And now with lot of love, my heart says,